The ancient city of Berea is known today as Veria, a modern city of about 66,000 people. It has been continuously occupied for 2,500 years. It was the third most important city in the Byzantine Empire, after Constantinople and Thessaloniki. There were so many churches built there that it was called Little Jerusalem. There are 16 small neighborhoods known as quarters. The better known are the Jewish quarter and the Christian quarter. There is no archaeological ruins from the Roman period. Only a section of the old Roman road can be seen today. But it's interesting the fact that the layout of the modern city is in the same pattern as the ancient city, with the north-south street and the east-west street. In fact, the town square is over the ancient agora. The Jewish quarter was outside the city wall. The present Jewish synagogue is only 200 years old, but it was built on the foundations of the first century synagogue. We'll visit the Tribute of Apostle Paul, which is traditionally the spot where Paul preached the gospel to the Bereans. Every year, this monument becomes a focus of a series of religious, cultural, and educational events that are dedicated to the apostle and his work. He is considered as the founder of the local church, which organizes its celebrations. The festival lasts for 1 month and ends on June 29, which is the date for the festival of the saints Peter and Paul. There is also a statue of Paul that was donated by the Russian Academy of Arts. Paul visited Berea at least twice, in 50 AD and in 57 AD. The story is told that in 1941, the chief rabbi of Thessaloniki visited Berea to examine an ancient Torah scroll. In the margins, someone from the first century had written about a visit from a stranger named Saul. It said he preached to them about the coming of Messiah. Preparations were made to submit the scroll to foreign experts for future examination. This was interrupted by World War II. The Nazis took all the religious objects belonging to the Jewish community and transported them to a museum in Germany. After the war, the Russians gave the Torah to Hungarian survivors. They considered it forbidden for ritual use because it was written on. Still, they used it because that's all they had. Eventually, it was sold to a merchant from Budapest. There is no record of what happened to it after that. If the scroll really did exist, it is the only non-biblical record of Paul's existence. Before World War II, there were over 600 Jews living in Berea. When the Germans arrived, many of them had fled to the mountains and other places. Only 300 Jews were left in the city. In 1943, all the remaining Jews were locked in the synagogue for 3 days without food and water. Those who survived were sent to Germany, and most died in the Holocaust. The few who returned after the war found their homes occupied and their possessions gone. All of them left the city. Some went to Thessaloniki, but the majority left Greece, immigrating to Israel or the United States. This ended their 2,000-year-old community in Berea.